This is WKAR Online. Millennials, digital natives, Generation Z. Many terms describe the young adults who have grown up with technology. They carry pocket devices that contain more computational power than was used to put a man on the moon. From kindergarten through college, educators are retooling their classes to prepare students for a quickly evolving media world. Michigan State University is no exception. All semester, five student teams have been competing to design a multimedia campaign that explains the university's new communication strategy, the Media Sandbox. On Saturday, one of those teams will be announced the winner. WKAR's Kevin Lavery reports.
Remember your first sandbox? Put down your iPod a second and think back to what toys used to look like, what they felt like in your hands. Your plastic shovel, your bright red dump truck, toys that built stuff. The thing about sandboxes, though, is that sometimes you can't see the toys. They're buried out of sight, waiting for someone to dig them up and rediscover their potential. That's a little like what happened at Michigan State University's College of Communication Arts and Sciences. Bob Albers is a telecom professor.
In years past, journalism, advertising, and telecommunication were in separate silos, and neither the faculty nor the students spent much time with each other or got a chance to work with each other. And now it's very different.
Okay, you can pick up your iPod now. You might find it handy for the rest of this story. Albers directs the Media Sandbox, a new multidisciplinary curriculum that draws on all the college's storytelling modes. Until now, comm majors had to wait for their junior year to get their hands on real audiovisual equipment. But students who entered the inaugural program this spring had a very different experience. Teams were tasked with producing full-scale advertising campaigns about the Media Sandbox, targeting high school seniors who may soon come to MSU. Like any college project, the Media Sandbox began with research. Student Victoria Tso recalls the process.
We really experienced what the Media Sandbox really was. We got to talk to so many different types of people, figuring out, what do you love? Like, why do you do the things you do? And I think we really wanted to stay true to that and showcase that into our campaign.
Capturing the moments.
Telling the stories.
Recording the memories.
The teams blended video, print ads, and social media to build a message they hoped would convey selection, the idea that high schoolers will be wanted and welcomed into the Media Sandbox program. Student Robert Smith says he had to learn as much about his audience as possible.
I've just learned so much about developing an actual advertising campaign that's cohesive with research, that's functional and effective. I mean, if you're producing an advertising campaign, you don't have research to back it up, what are you producing? It's a message that's not going to reach anybody.
But to paraphrase Thomas Edison, there was often some inspiration to balance the perspiration. Victoria Buina discovered her best moments came not when she tried to channel her creativity, but when she procrastinated.
I just had this aha moment. I'd have to put it down, and, you know, my friends would be like, where are you going? I'm like, I have a genius idea. So I think the greatest takeaway I got is you don't need to force creativity. It's going to sneak up on you, and that's when you really got to take hold of it.
Film, television, visual storytelling, journalism, or how about something no one has ever thought of before?
Communication arts instructors at MSU have high hopes for their new curriculum. Media Sandbox director Bob Albers foresees more advanced classes running more smoothly in the future.
This is way better for them because they're prepared from the beginning to do the things that they really want to do. And it's way better for us as professors because instead of having to teach basics and fundamentals when they come to us in the junior year, they're ready to rock and roll.
Student Robert Smith is looking even farther, though he's still got one eye on the here and now.
I'm ready for a career like this for the rest of my life, doing exactly what I'm passionate about, and that's what the Media Sandbox is, and that's what we learned. And I hope that that's what we left to resonate with the judges.
The judges have made their decision. Each team will earn a cash prize, with the first place group receiving $5,000. The winners will be announced Saturday evening at the College of Communication Arts and Sciences Alumni Dinner. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery.